The issue could be storing nuclear waste in northern Wisconsin, recovering mystery military barrels from Lake Superior, mining the Pinokies, or treaty rights. Leo Lafernia was on it. Teresa Peacock says her dad believed in protecting the land and water for all people.
If that's taken away, how do we expect our generations and generations after that to survive without that?
Son-in-law, or son as he prefers, Joe Peacock, says Lafernia inspired him to get into the Airborne Rangers by his example of service to people.
Whether it be the community or the country or the world at large, he inspired me to reach new heights.
Lafernia was with Jesse Jackson pushing for civil rights while he lived in Chicago and was a tribal ambassador to Germany. Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission Director Jim Zorn says he quietly but determinedly fought for treaty rights.
But in a much bigger way, to help understand that what good are those rights if either the fish are too contaminated to eat or the habitat is so destroyed that the natural resources are not there for you in the future.
Zorn says he considered Lafernia the commission's firekeeper.
Whenever I see a fire, campfire or otherwise, Leo will be there with me.
To the Red Cliff community, he was Uncle Leo. Granddaughter Denise Carlson says he called his family his babies.
And when he would tell you that, he would snuggle with you and hug you as he was saying it. And of course, all of his babies were the baby of the house.
Lafernia leaves behind 10 children, 21 grandchildren, and 24 great-grandchildren. He was 80. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.